Ladies and gentlemen, he's here.
I say now is a time to talk about solutions. What is wrong with telling people to dress appropriately? Speak well, speak appropriately. Am I wrong here? What's going on?
From our New York studios up in Harlem, Don Lemon, good morning.
Good morning. Who is that creepy man?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Good morning. Overcast, 55 degrees. I see the kids in their coats. Cute goats. They're going to school. Little cute kids. I want to talk about down south. We're going to move it from Harlem to down south, okay, to Mississippi. Y'all ready for this? Mississippi just passed a so-called religious freedom bill. Supporters claim the bill is necessary so Christians won't face discrimination for refusing to participate in services or serving people with whom they disagree on with religion. The question is Mississippi House Bill 1523 just code for discriminating against gay, lesbian, and transgender people? The bill, signed into law by Governor Phil Bryant, allows businesses and religious groups to deny service to the lesbian, gay, transgender, and bisexual community. Here's what happens under the law. This is what it would allow. LGBT people can be fired or refused employment, denied medical care, and even barred from buying or renting property. The bill shields those who deny those services from punishment in the name of religion. Allowing people to be fired or refused unemployment, denial of medical care, and even barred from buying or renting property. Now, where have we heard that before? Black people heard it and were victims of it, of this Bible-sanctioned discrimination for years, and in some places still are. Wake up, people. Mississippi State Representative Steve Holland, who is a Democrat, says it is the most hateful bill he has seen in his entire career.
But this was a pretty big slap in the face. I don't see it as religious freedom at all. I see it as the government saying that we can just discriminate against whole classes of people. And we went through that in the 60s, and we're still suffering from that. And it just hurts my heart as a Christian, number one, that we're not practicing love. And I think that's the basis of Christianity. The great commandments are love God and love your neighbor as yourself. And I don't see much love in this bill.
Amen, Steve Holland. Amen, Steve Holland from Mississippi, who is also a business owner and says the bill wasn't needed. There's too much going on in Mississippi that more priorities, like kids who aren't getting an education and who are starving. Mississippi Governor Phil Bryant stands by the bill, though.
There's no intent. There's no one on the part of the Mississippi legislature or the governor's office that wants to discriminate or harm anyone. This is simply, if they are worried about protecting people's rights, also understand that people of faith have rights.
But it is not protecting people's rights. Don't get it wrong. It is plain and simple discrimination concealed as religion, hiding behind religion and the Bible. It allows people to impose their personal religious beliefs onto someone else. The separation of church and state is supposed to take care of that. The bill was signed into law on Tuesday, and already major corporations, you ready for this list? I hope you have an hour, such as Hyatt, Whole Foods, IBM, Toyota, GE, Hewlett-Packard, PepsiCo, Tyson Foods, Nissan, MGM Resorts International, Levi's, Dow Chemical Company, AT&T, and on are denouncing it. Some companies are threatening to completely pull their business out of the state. Mississippi stands to lose millions and millions of dollars and jobs. Just so you know, Mississippi is not alone. According to the ACLU, there are nearly 200 similar bills and at least 10 other state legislatures in the pipeline. North Carolina is still reeling from the fallout of passing its own religious freedom bill. PayPal canceled plans to open a new global headquarters in Charlotte, costing the state 400 jobs. We must remember, especially as people of color who are mostly listening to this broadcast, that bigots use the Bible, religion, and the same reasoning or lack thereof to discriminate against black people. Do we really want to go backwards? I don't think so.
How did we get here, though? How did we go back to the future? How did we get to this point where we thought we had
in the 60s, I thought we had one.
Let me explain.
When some people see other people,
go ahead, Jay.
They say, how can we stop them? How can we stop them from advancing either voters'
rights?
So
it's hatred that brought us back to
this. It's hatred. It's just hatred, right.
But
that's all it is.
How do we have representatives that take us to this point? Where were these people before? I mean,
they've always been there. That's when people say, why is it that there's so much violence at the Donald Trump rallies? Where are these people coming from who support Donald
they've
Trump?
They've always been
those people
there.
Have they're always been there.
But now they have a voice.
But now they have a voice.
Now they have
and,
a leader, somebody
and
now, inciting them.
In this political
this
cycle,
bill is crazy.
That. People, yes,
how
did you read
you
it?
Not
and
want
that,
business.
It's not a bill. It's a law now.
It's a law, yeah.
But it
yeah.
also
how could
says.
You not want business. That makes no sense.
It also says, too, if you've had an affair or you're having sex outside of marriage, that you cannot be served as well. I thought the government wasn't supposed to be in
that?
Your bedroom.
Well,
that's
I don't
to want to
employ anybody that's having
God.
Sex either. I don't. If I had a business, if you're having sex and I'm not, you're not working for me. So, there.
But let me tell you, let me explain. This is the same type of person who feels, who's nervous
she
and who are fearful
a box of, rocks, okay.
of people
she
of color.
Sorry,
color. Listen, will you listen to me, Jay? These are the same people who are fearful of the changing demographics of the country. Mm-hmm. The people that you see are worried about, will take America back again. America is no longer a country of white people. America is no longer a country of people who are just conservative Christians. America is everyone, and they feel threatened by it, and that's where this is coming from.
And so to borrow okay, they something from our past, by step, any means yeah. necessary, they are willing to take us back to an America where they feel most empowered.
Right. Where they were empowered, and they felt that yeah. they had
and they're not
some
anymore.
Voice.
So they want not. They want America like they used to have it.
It's
back
a crazy bill.
Days.
I agree with you, player. I mean, how could you have
a party shop
and not want to sell to gays?
And not want to serve in somebody gay. Look, that makes no sense.
That was
sense
a finger snap. All right, I agree with that.
Did Don snap his finger?
He did.
I just snapped my finger in the microphone.
And
sure
twirl. And twirl.
I mean, a gay guy walks into your party shop.
Oh, man, that's a good day.
You know
that's
you got a good day coming.
You can close up.
Money flowing.
You don't want to sell to him because he's gay. He wants to throw a party. Huggy next.
And then there's Sherry.